This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. A senior North Korean military official said that recent tests of defense technology are aimed at subduing nuclear threats from the United States. The statement came after North Korea said it had conducted a second test at a satellite and rocket engine facility. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
North Korea's Academy of Defense Science says what it describes as a crucial test was the second carried out at the Soe satellite launching ground in a week. Separately, the chief of the Army's general staff states North Korea has built up tremendous power, and the findings will be used to develop new weapons to allow the country to definitely and reliably counter U.S. nuclear threats. Analysts see the statements as an indication the tests likely involve technologies to improve intercontinental ballistic missiles that could potentially reach the U.S. North Korea has been trying to pressure the Trump administration for major concessions as Kim Jong-un's end-of-year deadline for nuclear negotiations approaches. Ben Thomas, Washington.
New Zealand divers searched contaminated waters near the volcanic White Island for two remaining bodies on Saturday. Lauren Anthony reports.
New Zealand divers searched for two remaining bodies on Saturday near the site of a volcano eruption on the uninhabited White Island. The death toll from Monday's disaster has now risen to at least 15, and more than two dozen people are still hospitalized, most with extreme burns injuries. Waters surrounding the island have been heavily contaminated by the eruption of rocks, lava and chemicals. New Zealand Police Deputy Commissioner Mike Clement said emergency services are hoping to return to the island on Sunday. The remains of six people were successfully recovered on Friday after a military team in gas masks and hazmat suits landed on White Island.
That's Lauren Anthony reporting. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in a correctional facility after convicting him of corruption and money laundering. Naba Mohideen reports.
A court in Khartoum sentenced former Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir on Saturday to 2 years of detention in correctional facility after convicting him of corruption and money laundering, the first verdict after his ouster last April. Bashir also has been indicted at the International Criminal Court for crimes against humanity and genocide in Darfur. More than 300,000 civilians have been killed since 2002, and the conflict has displaced some 2 million people. The verdict is the first in a series of ongoing trials against Bashir, and the first by the transitional government that has ruled the country since his removal. Naba Mohideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
Tens of thousands of people, many with fish-shaped posters, packed Rome's Piazza San Giovanni as part of a grassroots movement known as the Sardines against the League's leader Matteo Salvini's politics. Reuters' Emer McCarthy has details.
Protesters denounced Salvini, whose anti-immigrant Italy First rhetoric has resonated with many other voters. The Sardines movement is gaining momentum across the country after an initial protest that drew more than 10,000 in Bologna at the start of November. Salvini has dragged the League from the edge of extinction to become Italy's largest party in just 6 years, prompting an uncompromising line on law and order and promising big tax cuts in defiance of European Union budget rules. Critics say he promotes hatred with his social media attacks on marginalised groups like illegal immigrants, but his message has resonated with many in a country that has still not recovered from the financial crisis of a decade ago.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters. Officials in Afghanistan said Saturday that Taliban infiltrators killed at least 25 government security officers in Ghazni province. The overnight insider attack happened in the Karabakh district, where a group of seven security personnel Friday night turned their guns on fellow soldiers at a local Afghan army base. District Chief Ghulam Habib Zarak told VOA the assailants collected arms and a military vehicle from the base before fleeing and rejoining insurgents in the area. He said at least two Afghan soldiers were wounded in the incident. The Taliban claimed in a statement that the attack killed 32 security forces and that its fighters had captured the base, though insurgent claims are often exaggerated. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.